What is it that the district is hoping to accomplish?
Well, we're asking for permission to sell $11.2 million worth of bonds to add 7 classrooms on to the Birchview School, a new gymnasium, music room, art room, computer lab. The old gymnasium will be converted into the cafeteria and a new kitchen. And with that, we will be able to close down completely the C.L. Phelps Middle School.
And the idea here is that it's not only so much just a facility upgrade, but you're also looking at being able to conserve dollars in the district with this as well.
Well, the Birchview School is our most efficient school as far as operating. The C.L. Phelps is the most expensive. With eliminating 50,000 square feet of infrastructure by adding on to the Birchview and closing down the C.L. Phelps, the net savings the first year would be $400,000. Add a little inflation to that and you can figure out it'll be a little bit more every year after that.
Now, when you're talking with folks in the district and you're talking with the parents and whatnot, are they understanding the intricacies of all of this, or do they just see this as a cut and dried proposal? Because there are a few factors in it, including some back funding that will be coming as well, correct? Well,
we are in the qualified school bond program. Under this, the first $10 million that we borrow will be interest-free. That will save the residents of the district $9.3 million. Mm-hmm. So when we borrow $11.2 million, the total amount of interest that we will pay on the entire bond is about $300,000. It's a tremendous savings for the residents of Ishpeming.
What are you hearing when you're talking to the parents and folks in the district and the teachers and everybody that's involved? What are some of the comments you're hearing? Well,
parents of the kids who are of the age to go to elementary school are overwhelmingly in favor of having the Birchview School as the elementary school in Ishpeming. There are people who say, well, the Phelps is in the middle of town, but when you bring all the little kids into the Phelps School, you've got no space outside to expand outdoor play activities. You can't expand the parking there. At the Birchview School, you're right next to a park. When you want to take the kids outside, you've got your own playground, but then you've got this park to explore right next door for field trips and such. It's the ideal place to have the elementary school.
Now, when we look at a lot of school districts here in the area, they're all faced kind of with the same sort of issues, and that is that maybe due to declining enrollment or shifts in population, there are buildings that are either going to be reassigned or closed or whatnot. It seems like you're taking a fairly proactive approach with this to try to address that issue as well.
Well, there are so many school districts in the Upper Peninsula that have already done what we want to do. From Hancock in the Copper Country to Manistee over to the east, Munising, Norway, West Iron County. Negaunee closed down the Pineview School to get all their elementary kids into one school. The Nice District has closed down 5 schools over the years to get their students into 2 buildings.
Robert, one of the things that has come out in the last few days or in the last week or so is a published report that the city government, at least members of the city council, have said that they're not necessarily in favor of this because they feel that it's adding more taxes to living in the city of Ishpeming. What is the school board's response to that?
Well, they believe that if you raise taxes, people aren't going to live in Ishpeming. And we believe that if you don't have a good school system, people aren't going to live in Ishpeming. And we've got 2 old buildings. One opened, Birchview opened in 1958. The Phelps opened in 1959. They both need a lot of work. One is an efficient building, right? Is our most efficient building right now, and the other is our most inefficient building. You got to fix up one or the other. You can't fix them both because there aren't enough students to keep both schools open.
Do you feel that they're driven simply by the taxing issue of it, or you think there's some sort of a attempt? I mean, a lot of times there's this sentimentality to buildings in a school district that if you're talking about closing them, that causes an uproar or whatnot. Is that a factor in it, or is it just they're looking at the taxing issue?
I believe it's just the taxing. We certainly haven't heard any outwelling of support for the C.L. Phelps building like you have in Marquette with Graverette.
That's true. I have not noticed that in this particular case. Do you feel that, I guess it seems like it's a viable point to be made, but it doesn't seem to apply in my opinion to what is going on here, because what you're looking at trying to do is consolidate because you don't have all the students anymore as well.
It's an internal consolidation. The school district had 1,300 kids back in the mid-90s, and now we have 884 is our most recent count, which was an increase of 6 from the September count. And we had to do projections over the next 15 years for this building project, and the next 5 years we expect to gain about 10 students. And then it's expected to drop off slowly from there.
Well, the key here is that it is something that is being put before the voters, and we want the voters to decide the issue. And that's coming up on May 4th. And one thing I know you wanted to make sure people know about is where to go and vote to make sure that their opinion is known.
Yeah, a lot of people still have the idea that school districts run the school elections, but we do not run them anymore. So you vote at your normal polling place in Ishpeming. Precinct 1 is at the C.L. Phelps School. Precinct 2 is at the Senior Citizen Center. And if you live in Deer Lake location in Ishpeming Township, you go to the Ishpeming Township Hall on U.S. 41.
And that, of course, is coming up on May 4th is the election. And the proposal is simple that you're basically looking for, and that is to get approval to go move ahead with these bonds, correct?
That is correct.
And with that comes all of that. I know the district had an open house the other week that seemed to be fairly well attended, but if people still have questions and concerns, how can they find out more?
Come down to the superintendent's office at the high school. There, someone will help you.
All right. Well, we are going to be watching this issue very closely. We have been, and we'll continue as we get closer here to the election, which is right around the corner. Again, the polling places in all of the regular polling places for residents in the Ishpeming School District.
That is correct. 1 week from today.
That's right. And we will see how it definitely goes. Robert Netto with us this morning, the president of the Ishpeming School District Board of Education. We appreciate your time this morning to come in. And hopefully we do get people to get out and vote on this particular issue.
That's the main thing. And this is one tax time when you get to vote.